Thank you for speaking to us. I won't keep you for too long because I know it's been a fraught morning. So for the listeners, could you just explain what's happened this morning, please?
This morning, now we have here a protest, a lot of people coming to support Carla and to say we just treated Carla very well and keep the psychiatrists away because they are causing all this problem.
How is Carla?
Carla is very extremely bad and critical situation, and I am worried that I could lose her at any moment.
And because, have the doctors responded to the protest this morning?
No, until psychiatrics, I requested officially to take it off because she don't have any mental problem at all. And he entrapped and he cancelled all her referrals. And then again, because she's in the gastro department, and gastro requested some referrer, and he came to put his own idea. He never tested her. He saw her only for a couple of minutes, and that's it. And he ignored the specialist, CFS consultants from away who know Carla, who treated her, and who make all the recommendation and medical reports. I have it. Okay, they just ignore it and they say he don't have a say here. And they didn't, they ignore as well NICE guideline, which the hospital based on it, and they follow it, where they it's mentioned how they should treat it, Carla. Okay, but they ignore it totally. And this is guiding Carla to the destination of death, essentially.
What will happen by the end of today if nothing is done? What's your message to the doctors?
Yeah, I'm saying to the doctors, just respect your limitation or your field. If you are cardiology, deal only with the cardiology. Don't go to the eyes. And everyone have to respect. So psychiatrics, you are only psychiatrics. You don't know anything about CFS. And I told them, in this hospital, you don't have CFS or ME CFS department. So just keep her away and don't go. Only treated her with what I put her inside. We brought her for the gastro, for pain in her tummy. She's not accepting the food for some reason. Okay. And she has a strong pain. And the ME CFS consultant, Dr. William Weir, he recommends for some tests and blood tests and some investigation. That's what we wanted to do. But they ignored everything. And Carla today, now, before I came, she have many seizures, which she didn't have it. She started before 1 week, the seizures, and she started to lose conscious before 2 weeks because she never at all. Now we were there inside. She was screaming and shouting from her pain, from her left side of the brain, and she say, I'm dying, but we explode. And until now, they didn't refer her to neurology. And since 5 weeks, I'm asking. And this week as well, they saw her. And I said to the doctors, I said, every single minute is passing and you delay in coming to neurology. This is destroying my daughter more and more and more. And until this minute, I'm talking with you. Until this second, she has been not referred. Until this second, they uncovered the cover from the window of the door, which that caused her the main serious problem when she started to have a seizure.
Why do you think they are refusing to listen to you?
Because they believe that the MECFS is a psychological and not physical. And this is a pay point. They don't have evidence, while the evidence, medical evidence, by NICE guideline, which the hospital, they respect it. And that's what I say. Do you respect, do you follow it? All they say, yes, except the psychiatrist. Say he don't, this NICE guideline doesn't apply on her. Yeah.
After today, what is your next step?
I want only, now they, as well, they make interview with me, the TV, and I said, we wanted to stop treating her in the wrong way and treat her in the right way. And respect her pain, respect the recommendation of the specialist who sent it to you by email about her, exact about Carla. He know her and they are not following it. If they follow it, then Carla, she will be, I don't know if she will come back, but I believe there is now damage in her brain. after what they did since 1 week and now, because since 1 week and now she been have a seizure and no one came, a specialist, to check about her.
Oh, Pierre, I'm so sorry to hear that. Will you keep us updated on how you get on?
Yeah, and just I'm asking as well, please, we need her to be moved from here just to treat her about her gastro and feeding. And we need her to be moved straight away to Leeds, which we are in waiting list since 3 years. They are waiting every time, say yes, after 6 months, after this. And now we are 3 years since 2021. We have the referral. So Leeds, they have only 4 beds for NHS because it's a private hospital. It's for patients who have ME/CFS. Until now, every time. And if they did take her from 2021, we didn't reach today this point.
We've received this statement from the West Middlesex Hospital, which is part of the Chelsea and Westminster Hospital NHS Foundation Trust. While we cannot disclose any patient information or individual care plan, we are committed to providing the best care and support for all patients. Our staff are committed to following NHS and NICE guidelines throughout the care we provide.